Happy Hanukkah.
The Gemara discusses the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukiah. Mitzvos Chanukah Ner Shebeso. There's actually three levels. The first level, all is necessary is one candle is lit. Doesn't matter what day it is. Doesn't matter how many people are in the house. A Mahadrin, person who's involved in Hidur Mitzvah, beautifying a mitzvah, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. Every person in the house lights one candle, which would mean, again, on the fifth night, everyone would be lighting just one candle. However, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, the greatest way of performing this mitzvah, we have the opinion of Beis Shammai, which we don't hold like, and then Beis Hillel Omrim, Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Mikan V'Elech Mosim Holich. As we're accustomed to, as we just did, the first night we light one, and we continue to go upward, Malam B'Kodesh and Meridin, we go only upwards and not lower in spirituality. So this is a very interesting halacha, actually brought down, that a person has a choice. You can do it at the mitzvah in the most basic, simplest form by lighting one candle, but we don't find this. In fact, it's a minhag pashut that wherever you go, everyone follows not just Mahadrin, but Mahadrin and Mahadrin, which is an incredible thing if you think about it. Because very often, whenever a rabbi's phone rings, a person's looking for a kula or a heter, some type of loophole. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah, is the exception that even the most unaffiliated person who perhaps is not the most religious man or woman, nonetheless, when they fulfill the mitzvah, they do it in the most incredible way, the best way of Hidur Mitzvah. And what exactly is Hidur Mitzvah? So the Gemara later on in Shabbos discusses that it's brought down based on the Shiras Hayom, which the Bnei Yisrael sang after leaving Mitzrayim and crossing the Yam Suf. The pasuk of Zek Keli V'Anvehu. So Zek Keli V'Anvehu, this is my God, and I shall glorify him, is his snola fun of the mitzvos. That we should glorify him by performing the mitzvos in the most beautiful way. And the Gemara gives us examples. Asala fun of Sukkana, Lulavna, Shoverna, Tzitzisna, Sefer Torahna, the Dio, even the ink of the Sefer Torah. All these things should be the finest and highest quality. Now, perhaps when a person reads these, you would wonder why the Chanukah is not one of the examples of Hidur Mitzvah. In fact, if it's something which everyone does in the most beautiful way, you would think that would be one of the more logical examples of Zek Keli V'Anvehu, Hidur Mitzvah. So why is this not one of the examples? It was brought down to answer these questions, the question by Rav Chaim of Brisk, based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara talks about how much does a person need to spend in order to go above and beyond as far as Hidur Mitzvah. So Rav Zera tells us, Behidur Mitzvah ad shlish. When it comes to doing Hidur Mitzvah, you only have to spend a third more than that which you required to get just the basics, just to get by. For example, if a person wants to buy a lulav and esrog, you can perhaps get one for $60. So you spend an extra $20, $80 for a nicer one. So that's okay. Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, you can go a little bit above. But we're not going to require you to spend a tremendous amount of money, like in the movie Ushviz, and the guy spends 1,000 shekel just to buy an esrog. That's not something which is required or even encouraged by Chazal. Therefore, the shaila is asked, based when it comes to the Chanukiah, we find that a person is certainly going above and beyond a shlish, a third. Because if a person lights one candle, you fulfill the mitzvah. However, when it comes to the eighth night of Chanukah, if you want to do Mahadrin Mahadrin, you, instead of just lighting one candle, we light eight, which is well above and beyond a shlish, a third. So how come we make this exception when it comes to lighting of the menorah, of the Chanukiah? So to answer these questions, Friday night we presented a different question, the famous question of the Pnei Yeshua. Now when it comes to something which is tame, impure, which generally cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a principle of tumah hutta b'sibura, that if something is impure, or people who are impure, but if it's something which is for the klal, for the entire congregation, for the entire klal Yisrael, we say it's hutter, it's permissible. So therefore, as the Pnei Yeshua, the whole mitzvah, whole nes, a miracle of Chanukah is really unnecessary. So why was it that they had to take this one flask of oil? Just use tame oil, what's the big deal? So he explains in the following way, which can answer up all these questions, that when the Chashmonaim were successful, Rabin Bad Matzim being able to be victorious over their enemies, even though they were few in number, they went back into the Beis HaMikdash, they could have used impure oil, and that would have been fine. They would have gotten away with fulfilling the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in that way. But what the Chashmonaim wanted to do was not just do the basics. They wanted to go lifnim mishur sadin. They wanted to go above and beyond that which was necessary. And therefore, because of this, and only because of that, Hashem rewards them, mida k'neged mida, quid pro quo, by giving them this miracle that the oil also lasted above teva, above that which is of nature, that it should only last for one day, it continued to burn for a period of 8 days. And therefore, the Rav explains on this, that this is the reason why we light the menorah, why we light the Chanukiah in this way. Even though generally we look for heterim, but when it comes to the lighting menorah, it's mahajim and mahajim. And the reason for this is because that's the whole essence of what the miracle of Chanukah was. That we did not just do what we needed to do, but we always went above and beyond that which was necessary, and that was the reason why the nes, the miracle of Chanukah, occurred. And therefore, we should learn from this the message, not just when it comes to lighting menorah, but when it comes to all of our actions, and certainly when it comes to our relationships with other people, being done the kavskus, judging people properly, and always going lifnim rishos adin, judging person above and beyond that which is the letter of the law. In turn, we should be zoch, we should merit that Hashem too will judge us lifnim rishos adin.